As the government has been ordered to reunite thousands of families separated at the border, there is an ongoing grassroots effort to help migrant mothers separated from their children get out of detention. A group called Immigrant Families Together is raising money to pay women's bonds, helping them travel to where their kids are, and working with stakeholders so the moms can get full custody of their children. For more on this, I'm joined now by KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
So last night, these activists introduced you to a 35-year-old mother from Guatemala who's seeking asylum. Where did you meet her?
Rosaira Pablo Cruz was staying at a hotel here in Phoenix. She was released from detention in Eloy Wednesday evening and planned to fly to New York last night, where her two sons are in foster care. When they took me to the room, the woman I was with had her younger son with him. The kid was about five. We knocked. Pablo Cruz opened the door. When she saw the boy, she almost started to cry. Her voice cracked. She gave him a hug and said that one of her sons was about the same age.
So what was the interview like, Matt?
It was powerful. I got to give credit to Pablo Cruz. She maintained her composure and patiently repeated things so that I could make sure I was understanding her right. But the feelings I saw when we first came to the door were just below the surface. Mm. Her story goes like this. You know, she was in Chicago with her younger son when her older son was threatened by a gang back in Guatemala. The gang had called her mother and said, "If you don't pay us, we'll get him." Mm. So Pablo Cruz went back to Guatemala and tried to make it work. When it didn't, she brought both boys here. They were caught near the border, detained, and she was immediately separated from the older boy. After about a week, her younger boy was taken away. She told me that being in detention without her kids made her feel helpless.
One feels like they have no hands, feet, eyes, or mouth because you can't do anything.
So was she excited about the chance to see her sons today?
Well, the short answer is yes. The boys are in foster care in New York, the Bronx to be exact. Pablo Cruz says she got to speak with her older son yesterday and told him that she was out of detention, she was free. But the boy didn't believe her at first. She told me that there are people in this country with hard hearts, but there are also people here who have even friendlier hearts.
Right now, I have mixed feelings. Excited on one because I'm going to see my kids, but one doesn't stop thinking about everything they've experienced.
So Matt, what's next for Pablo Cruz and her sons?
So she should have gotten to New York at about 4 a.m. Phoenix time, and she was going to take a cab from the airport to the foster care center where her kids are staying. Pablo Cruz told me that she spoke with a social worker yesterday who said the center is closed today, the kids are with foster parents, and there's no guarantee that she could see them today. If she does get to see them, her attorney, Jose Javier Orochena, says he does not expect Pablo Cruz to get her boys back today.
There's still uncertainty as to what's required for the kids to be released, for any of these kids to be released to their parents.
And Orochena says Pablo Cruz is willing to have a background check done, DNA, fingerprints, whatever is needed, so she can eventually get her kids back.
All right, that is KJZZ's Matthew Casey with our Fronteras desk. Matt, thanks so much for your reporting on this.
Thank you, Lauren.